The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Join Pastor David C. and Lady B.J. McNeil for the Rekindle the Fire Revival, featuring special guest revivalist evangelist Yvonne King. Psalms 85:6, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Wednesday, March 13th through Friday, March 15th. Prayer starts at 6:45 p.m. and service starts at 7 p.m. at Greater New Bethel, Kojic, 2801 East Mobile Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, 85040. For more information, call 602-276-3176. You are cordially invited to come and join them for a joyous time in the Lord.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand.
Oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you.
God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In
God
Jesus' name we pray.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Barnett, and we are so excited about Jesus on today. We thank God for a life free from sin. We thank God for saving us, sanctifying us. We thank the Lord for filling us with the power of the Holy Ghost that we may withstand the wiles of the devil. And good morning, and good morning, and welcome to War Cry Ministry. On today, we're going to be reading into your hearing. We're going to read 2 Corinthians 4, 6 through verse 11. And it reads, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." We thank God for the hearing. We thank God for the doers. We thank God for the word of God that's already blessed. And on today, our topic for this week is going to be treasures in earthen vessels. Treasures in earthen vessels. Then I would that you would consider with me verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And again, our thought for this week is treasure in earthen vessels. I went ahead and decided, I thought about a treasure and what people won't do to get possession of a treasure. And we know that people will go to the deepest depths of the sea to obtain a treasure. People will go up into the highest mountain to get a treasure. People will go into the hottest desert to get a treasure. People will go into the Amazon, the rainforest, the trees to get a treasure. They will go into the mountains, like I said, the highest points, to obtain treasure. Sometimes when people are attempting to hide, I'm talking about natural treasures, they will make a map and they'll store it in a safe place and lock it up. And sometimes they maybe tell their family or one or two people, say, if anything ever happens to me, this is where the treasure is. You got to get that map and you got to follow its directions. And then you have to go out usually and dig for it and down. You make 10 steps, 20 steps, 15 feet down or 6 feet. And then you can obtain the treasure. People will go through all of this inconvenience and not really know what's in a treasure. They just know it's supposed to be something of value. When you say treasure, you automatically think gold and silver and diamonds and, you know, something money, something very valuable. So people will go through extensive measures to obtain earthly treasures. A definition for treasure is a quantity of precious metals, gems, or valuable objects. Riches, gold, silver. Rents, people even pay ransom for treasures. Jesus paid the price for us. Treasures are priceless and they're worth lots of money. But God has chosen to put a treasure in earthly vessels. That's the body of our flesh. He's put the Holy Ghost in us. That's a treasure in an earthly vessel. An earthly vessel is just our mortal flesh, houses of clay. Earthen vessels is a figurative description of a human body as formed by clay. Our bodies are frail, they're imperfect, they're weak, they're lowly, they're feeble. Vessels are designed to contain something. There's nothing good about the vessel, but it's what's in the vessel. If you think about a flower pot, flower pots are no good. If no flowers, they can be beautiful. But the flowers in the pot is what brings out the beauty of the pot. So God has chosen to put his treasures in earthly vessels, jars of clay, because he delights in doing the impossible with nothing. God has called us in our weakness. He put his priceless vessels in us because he's the only one that can make something out of nothing. God has chosen earthen vessels, not angels, nor celestial beings, nor heavenly beings, but earthly vessels. The Holy Ghost is our treasure. Do not look at the vessel because it has no value. It's the contents that are in the value, in the vessel. What makes us valuable is the contents that God has deposited in us. Earthen vessels are trusted with the gospel of Jesus Christ, as well as the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God. And when we talk about excellency of the power of God that may be revealed in us, excellency is usually used for titles of dignitaries, governors and queens and church bishops, whatever you want to call them, the ones that are in higher honor. But this excellency is of God and not of man. This excellency is outstanding. It's valuable. It's quality. It excels above all others. It's superior. It's distinctive. It's supremacy. It's perfection. It's flawless. It's impeccable. Talking about the excellency of the power of God. There is no power that can match the power of God. Now, we're talking about dunamis power, not the strength of men, not regular power, but dunamis power to save, to heal, to transform minds, to break up stony hearts and put in hearts of flesh. We're talking about treasures in earthen vessels. The Holy Ghost power to make us say no when we used to say yes. All power in heaven and in earth. Power, the power comes from the treasure and not from the vessel. The power that gives us power to overcome evil. The power to say no when we used to say yes. The power to do right when sometimes we want to do wrong. The power that brings all things to our remembrance, whatever Jesus has said to us, what the Bible says to us. This power that's in us, the treasure that's in these earthen vessels, it will bring all of the word of God to our remembrance. When we're trying to do something wrong, this treasure will tell us, don't do that. This treasure will tell us that that's not right. This treasure will tell us, you don't want to do that. Oh, but this treasure will remind us of the word of God and what we're supposed to be doing, what we should do. This treasure will remind us to pray. This treasure will remind us to fast. This treasure will remind us to read our Bibles, treat our neighbors right, to treat everybody the way that we want to be treated. This treasure will remind us to love your enemies. This treasure will remind us that thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. This treasure in earthen vessels will remind us, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that's God. This treasure will remind us not to covet our neighbor's home, our neighbor's wife or husband. This treasure, this hidden treasure that God has put in earthen vessels. If you have not been able to overcome some habits that you used to do, and you say you save and you've been saved a long time, you need to check up and get a refill on your treasure.
Beloved, that is our program for this week. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. I love you. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week. For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
Join Pastor David C. and Lady B.J. McNeil for the Rekindle the Fire Revival, featuring special guest revivalist evangelist Yvonne King. Psalms 85:6, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Wednesday, March 13th through Friday, March 15th. Prayer starts at 6:45 p.m. and service starts at 7 p.m. at Greater New Bethel, Kojic, 2801 East Mobile Lane, Phoenix, Arizona 85040. For more information, call 602-276-3176. You are cordially invited to come and join them for a joyous time in the Lord.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.